Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 5, 2024. Awakenings from above and below. Question. Purim is an awakening from above, and Yom Kippur is an awakening from below. But in any case, there must be some readiness for an awakening from above. How is this different from awakening from below? Answer. In principle, we are always in favor of causing awakening from ourselves, from below. But at the same time, we must understand that awakening from below is accomplished by regretting our sins. And awakening from above is already an awakening from the Creator when you begin to understand, feel more, and come closer to Him. Question. Awakenings from above and from below should occur together, right? Answer. No, of course not. One after the other, alternately. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 22, 2024. Writing of Balha Sulam Alot is an awakening from above. Escape from the Flood. From the Zohar, Noah, there was a flood, and the saboteur was sitting in the midst of it, Balha Sulam. Shemati 104, and the saboteur was sitting. Question. Corporeal suffering is a flood. Can a saboteur exist without a flood? And what is the difference between a saboteur in the flood and without it? Answer. A flood is a state in which a person feels that he is being flooded from all sides, pulled down, and simply suffocating and dying. And the saboteur distracts us from the Creator with the help of various painful sensations. His function is to frighten us, to show us that there are worse states, and he can plunge us into them. Therefore, we must know how to position ourselves against it so that its impact on us is not so strong, serious, or threatening. Question. What thoughts will save us during the flood when we feel that we are suffocating and nothing will save us anymore? Answer. You must stick together and try to rise out of the water together, pulling each other out. To protect each other from the saboteur, it is necessary to unite even more closely and turn to the Creator that He can help you in this. This is the most important. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 12, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam and the saboteur was sitting. Through the upper light. Comment. Sometimes I feel the book of Zohar will open when the Hebrew letters and language are opened. My response. No, you do not have to wait for that. The Zohar may be revealed before then. That is not how it is accepted in our world when you learn a language through letters, words, and combinations of words. Everything flows differently here, it flows through the upper light. Therefore, we must strive to simply feel what the book of Zohar talks about. The main thing is to start feeling moved by it or toward it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 15, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam to understand the words of the Zohar. How can you burn anxious thoughts? Shura writes, Dear Michael Leitman, I do not know how to lose my anxious thoughts. They come to me right from the moment I wake up and do not leave me until I fall asleep. My dreams are also with anxiety. All of this causes inner pain. Sometimes, the pain disappears, but then returns with even greater force. I heard you say that such thoughts need to be burned. I try, but it only makes me feel worse. Please explain how to erase and burn these anxious thoughts that do not give me rest. My response, you need to do something necessary not for yourself, but for others. Then, the anxious thoughts will burn away. Question, you actually said, burn these thoughts. So, when I am not thinking about myself, does this burn these thoughts? Is it more natural for women? Can it be done gradually for the family, for children? Answer, in principle, this is also for men. Today, it is for everyone. Question, Is this within a person's power, or should it sound like a prayer? Answer: No, this is not a prayer. That is an action. Question: What is effective when we talk about a person? For example, whom should I care for? Answer: About people. About strangers. Question: This is not about the close ones. Answer: Of course not. Close ones do not count. Question: This is an important addition. Do you mean about neighbors? I never thought about the world, about people in general? Answer: Yes. Question: Is this achievable for an ordinary person? Answer: Absolutely. It is not a matter of whether this is achievable or not. There is no doubt about it, everyone has the possibility and everyone is obliged. Question: What will happen to these anxious thoughts? I have anxious thoughts about all of humanity, I think about it. What happens then? Answer: As soon as your thoughts encircle the earth, they will dissipate. Question: Will my anxious thoughts about myself dissipate? Are you for people starting to think about strangers, about the world? Answer: Yes. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 19, 2024. Questions about the influence of the Book of Zohar. Question: How does the Book of Zohar differ from Tes or Psalms with respect to the power of correction? Answer: The Book of Zohar is unique because it was composed by people who sought to uncover the mysteries of the spiritual world and present them to all of humanity. Kabbalists consider the Book of Zohar the most valuable book in attaining the Creator. Question: Why is the language of the Book of Zohar so complex? Couldn't everything be explained, for example, from the perspective of the physics of light or electromagnetic laws, so that one could first understand spirituality in the mind and then pass it all through feelings? Answer: It cannot be so. The Kabbalists who wrote the Zohar presented us with this gift, the simplest and most accessible, to attain the upper light and through it reveal the Creator. Question: What does self-sacrifice for the sake of the Torah and commandments mean? Answer: It means that I neglect all the states that are comfortable for me only to feel the inner meaning of the Torah, commandments, and the Zohar. Question: Reading the Book of Zohar always evokes amazing feelings. I started reading it independently a year and a half ago and was surprised I could do it. Then I started reading it in the group. Recently I realized that I stopped feeling it. Answer: There is nothing to worry about. Various states of this kind happen, so you elevate the desire and aspiration to understand the Zohar. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 15, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam to understand the words of the Zohar. Questions about spiritual work, 98. Question: When we are overwhelmed by the love we feel for the teacher and our friends in the ten, should we make a restriction on it? How should we work with it? Answer: If you direct all of this toward the Creator, then you experience some ascent. And this happens every time, again and again. Question: When can a ten be in a state of nefesh? Answer: The common light you reach will be called the light of nefesh. Question: If everything is good on the spiritual level, what does it mean pleases or does not please the spirit of people? Answer: There are spiritual actions that force us to take a roundabout path, and there are actions where you move straight. This is essentially what determines success or failure in spirituality. Question: How do we recognize the differences that are important to overcome to reach unity among us and those that can be accepted? Answer: Anything that prevents us from connecting must be corrected. Question: What does it mean to bring the left line to holiness? Answer: It means that all your egoism, which is revealed in you at this moment, must be corrected into altruism. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 17, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam: Anyone who pleases the spirit of the people. pass goodness to others. Question: how does a Kabbalist attract goodness for the generation? Answer: we are in an ocean of upper light. A Kabbalist can take some portion of this light from the ocean and transfer this light to them through the channels by which they are connected with other people. Thus, we gradually connect with each other through all five channels of Naranhai. Question: do we pass goodness to others by engaging in dissemination? Answer: yes, this is a very important action. By disseminating, you pass a part of your efforts, a part of your soul, which is called the spiritual part, to others. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 17, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Anyone who pleases the spirit of the people. Gradual maturation. Question: what should I do if I am constantly plagued by the fear that I do not understand something, and therefore I am hindering the entire process? Answer: everything will fall into place gradually. Just give it time and everything will gradually be corrected. In fact, you are constantly changing, sometimes in one direction, sometimes in another. And gradually the upper light influences you and shapes you. Just like children who start school and gradually mature, so do you. Therefore, support each other and move forward. It is very important. When you strive toward the light, toward the Creator, in a united embrace, you will see how everything starts to work out for you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 15, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. To understand the words of the Zohar,